Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with the Easy News. Legislative Speaker Su Jiaquan says Taiwan's National Day celebrations help the world to see the peace and respect in Taiwan. Su says Taiwan's warm and friendly people are proud of the democracy and freedom on the island. He says the Double 10-Day events shows Taiwan's qualities of progress, equality, peace, and respect. The theme of yesterday's celebrations in front of the presidential office were Taiwan Together. And Nobel Peace Prize laureate Kailash Satyarthi will be speaking at a forum on cooperation in Asia in Taipei this week. Participants at the two-day Yushan Forum will talk about talent cultivation, regional agriculture, innovative industries, youth leaders, and regional cooperation in areas such as health and civil society. 48 speakers from 18 countries will give speeches at the forum. Satyarthi will make a keynote speech today. He was the 2014 Nobel Peace Prize laureate who founded Save the Childhood Movement that has rescued more than 83,500 victims of trafficking, slavery, and child labor. In international news, U.S. President Donald Trump says he has spoken to Saudi Arabian officials at the highest level more than once about the journalist Jamal Khashoggi. From Washington, Daniel Rentsch reports.
President Trump described it as a very sad and a very bad situation, saying the White House had been in contact with Khashoggi's fiancée about a visit after she'd penned an opinion piece in the same section of the Washington Post that her husband wrote in, pleading for the president and first lady to find out what happened. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman received a call from U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton and White House Senior Advisor Jared Kushner, and then took another call from U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Daniel Rentsch, Washington.
And strong earthquakes struck Papua New Guinea and the Indonesian island of Bali today. The magnitude 7 quake struck at about 118 kilometers east of Kimbe, West New Britain. It was followed by aftershocks of magnitude 5.7 and 5.9. Just over an hour later, a magnitude 6.3 quake hit farther northeast in Papua New Guinea. Earlier today, a magnitude 6 earthquake struck just off the popular island of Bali. Authorities say there is no threat of a major tsunami in the Pacific region. Indonesia is still dealing with an earthquake and tsunami on the island of Sulawesi that has killed more than 2,000 people. Officials say more than 80,000 lost their homes. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.